There we go.
Lord have mercy, this thing took
I don't
forever
know
and a
if
day.
my it's because my page is private or what.
I don't think so.
I so sorry, I took it off private, Jesus.
Lord, you
So
want to put it back on private. You got to put it back on private. Lord, how you doing?
am blessed and highly flavored. How about you?
Howdy, you say highly flavored?
And favor, but both.
I know
Hello, welcome
it.
in. Welcome in.
Welcome, 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 welcome. I don't know if I should have did it from my podcast page, so I was just like, let me just do it from a page that already has what do you call it?
Hi,
Rapport
Judy.
or whatever you want
You have
to
more
call
following over here?
it. Yeah, and more reports, because this page has been up longer than my podcast page has been up, so.
Okay.
And then I'm screen sharing. I'm screen recording. That's what you call it.
Okay.
I feel old, like an old lady.
I
They don't ever
don't
let you change the layout, so we're just gonna have to deal with this.
know if. Okay.
I don't think. No.
I thought you could go side by side, but maybe not.
It's all good. Anyways, so before we get started, can you tell me where you're from and anything you would like for me to know?
Indiana. And no.
She like no. Word. Okay. So, any businesses or anything?
I'm starting a business, but I haven't launched it yet. It's a nurse staffing agency.
Oh, cool. That's
I
gonna be dope.
do business consulting as well.
Okay.
I do some things in the community, so I
Okay.
help with the energy transfer, helping businesses also, small businesses not get lost in that gap. Making sure that our community is getting those grants, things like that.
That's dope. I definitely didn't know about it. Okay, Lakia, see you, girl. Miss Nurse Babe.
Nurse Bay.
So, why did you agree to get on the podcast with me on the episode?
Oh, because you know what? This is my first time being on a podcast. I feel like there's a lot of things that I can share with the world. So why not start here and see how this goes? Plus, me and you, we have a great, connection as far as communication, being able to receive one another. So I figured this would be a wonderful experience.
Lots of stuff. Did you have anything in particular that you would like to talk about?
I'm kind of all over the place. I didn't have a subject, just because I know you kind of wanted to freestyle it. So I do have some things that I did jot down like throughout. I was like, ooh, okay, well maybe we could talk about these things.
Thank you, because this was a freestyle episode. The next one, though, I do want to talk about some other things. I don't know if you've listened to any of my episodes, but a lot of them talk about, like real life stuff, things
I
that
don't
we've
even know how
gone
to
through.
access it. So, how do you access your podcast?
Girl,
That
it's
was one
on so
thing.
many platforms. I'll send you a link. It's on iHeart, Apple, Google Podcasts, YouTube.
Okay.
I'm also going to find out about recording from YouTube. I'm going to see how that works. I didn't think I could go live because I don't have a certain amount of subscribers, but I'm going to go back and take a look into
Hi,
that and
Mr.
see.
Carlo. Welcome
But
in.
yeah,
That's good
it's
to know.
on all. I just got on Amazon and I'm on Audible. Yeah, I'm on a range of places.
Well, see, I don't typically, there's a few podcasts on like Apple Podcasts, the podcast thing, but I've seen, across social media that that's like really kind of the next wave of information outside of, leaving the radio era. Now you're kind of going into that as far as, people being able to share their gifts with the world. So
Yeah, I got into podcasting because I felt like I had some things that will probably help other people. I felt like I could talk about experience things that I've went through that could help someone else. I've also thought about, you know, bringing other people along that have a message that they can get out to people. So that's why I started podcasting. So it's been cool, you know. I'm trying to get back into it. Like, I took a break, and now I'm like, now it's time to get back busy with it. Because this is actually the new wave.
Yeah.
So, everybody got something to say. Everybody got something to say. So
that's something that I need to, you know, get more into. So I'll definitely check you out.
What's up? I'm also on Spotify if you got that. I don't know about Pandora. I don't think they got something like that.
Just on Apple.
Spotify and all them people. Definitely on there. Yeah. So. All right, Miss Nurse Babe. How long have you been a nurse?
For 16 years. Been a long time. These gray hairs show you how old I am. Yeah.
Not the gray hairs. That's what's up. You like it?
I mean,
have to if you've been doing it for 16 years, right?
Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm very good at it. You know, that's being able to help people. And it's more than just, you know, the nursely duties. It's the connection, right, that you have with your patient. It's the rapport. It's the when you're there, they feel safe type of thing. You know what I mean? It's like what you can offer. And as far as, you know, when I get to a point, if I ever need a nurse, I want a nurse like me. So I always use that, you know, even when it's tough. You know, I have kind of a crazy knack for being able to be calm in chaotic situations.
So. You seem like you are, just based on our interactions, I think you are a healer, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I like
not
that.
Many people know that unless they need to.
It's well,
you know, so I guess now they will.
A healer knows another healer, so that's another thing. That's how I think that's how we ended up connecting 3 years ago. Yeah, so that's what's up. Nurse Babe in the building.
So we're on a, and I don't know, you know, I know that we have say a mutual friend, right?
Yep.
That posted something very so they posted about, you know, as far as like heterosexual couples looking for one another, made a post like generally like, hey, you know, here's a DL group for the men that's on the DL. So
okay, keep going.
So my thing is, I didn't even know that was still
a thing.
Yeah, but there's like 25,000 people.
I seen that.
Okay, so you seen what I seen?
I saw it on Facebook. Facebook this morning. That was my first time seeing it this morning. And I was like,
the first time I seen.
First thing,
you know.
But how do you feel? Why are we still on a DL?
And why are we feeling the need to just be like that with one another as far as trying to out people? And
yeah, now that I don't
understand that. But yeah, I that was one thing I was just like, okay, I'm not really with this.
Exposing,
you know,
somebody.
Yes.
Because of what they like.
Yes.
I don't agree with that. You know what I mean? Everybody got their preference. They do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
My only issue I have with DLs is be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't got to be on the down low. I mean, if you feel you have to, okay, cool. But it's just, if you coming to me like you trying to holler at me and you really like penis, then go be with said penis.
Just let me know. Like, you know, give me the choice. Don't take that choice from me, you know. So that was something I was like, oh, this is kind of tacky, my personal opinion. Like,
oh, that was very tacky.
Like, are people just that? And it came down to a thing like, are you hurt? And it's kind of like, okay, well, hurt people, obviously. So there's underlying things going on there. But I was curious to get your, you know, point on that, because I was like, wow, this is interesting first thing in the morning.
I think that might have been one of the first things I saw when I opened up Facebook this morning, was the DL group. Somebody shared it in a group that I'm in, and I was just like, well, what's your purpose of sharing that to the men in this this group. Mm-hmm. And then she went and said, if you like what you like, then that's fine. But here's the group for you to join in. And I was like, okay.
And then you know, when people come to be defensive, because naturally, if, you know, you're a man and you've seen that, you might get defensive. Even if you aren't, you know, bi or gay, you might still get defensive. And that's okay, you know, because your group of men are getting it, you know. I essentially look at, like, that's an attack, right? So then why are you sitting here? If I'm not saying this is what I do, but I'm saying, hey, why would you do something like that or have a difference in opinion? Then you to come say, okay, well, you're out. You're, if you want to be on the DL, go, that's the group for you. I sent the group to you. Like, that's crazy. That's beyond me.
I really think people are starting to do a little bit too much. Like, yeah. I'm sick of seeing these lists that people have created. That is becoming like the most annoying shit ever. The who cares? Like what you like. Leave everybody else alone. Like, you know what I mean? So the first thing is that list. That is starting to get on my nerves. And then the other thing that's getting on my nerves is the females calling dudes sassy.
Yeah. I'm like, where did this come from?
I don't get it. I just, the stupidest thing was, man who can cook is sassy. Say what? Like, I was like, say what now?
Survival skills. Like, what do you mean?
So if he cook, he's sassy. If he go get a pedicure and a manicure, he's sassy.
Yeah.
A facial or something. I don't get it. I think that I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
We doing too much.
I don't like it.
We doing too much. Because even with the list, like, you can't take me here, you can't take me there. And it's like, but I feel like, men, you are the ones doing these things. You are the one just giving the audacity. Like, you're handing out audacity. Stop
at an all-time high. Yeah, all-time high.
I see that men, you know, their standards are coming up, and that's great. But at the same time, you're still doing these things. And it's like, okay, well, come down a little bit. Because, you know, as far as my boys, as far as, like, if they're dating a woman, they're not about to be spending all this money on you. If you calculate it up, even one date a week, what's required from women, you can literally break someone. Like, yeah, you can go broke. You can go broke.
Yeah,
by the end of the year, you're broke.
Now,
if that's your girlfriend, and y'all do what you do.
I can see that.
But during the dating process, like, that's, until I claim that you're mine, I'm not spending that kind of money. Not that I'm not spending money, but I'm not spending that kind of money that these lists are requiring.
Some lists are stupid.
You gave out the audacity, so you got to reel it back in.
Audacity is at an all-time high lately, and I just don't understand. I don't get it. And then I feel like, because lately I've been saying, I don't know where it's coming from, but lately I've just been saying shit like standards, substance. People have a lack of substance.
Yes.
And that is so unattractive to me at this moment in my life. People are not, they don't have enough substance to last in a relationship, a friendship, any of that. And it bothers me a lot. And I'm on this whole nother the wave that, like, bro, you gotta come with something other than what you bring in.
I think that, like, when you're a healer, or you ultimately typically just want to do good in the world, and you get to a point in your healing journey that when you turn around and you look, because you attract people who are broken, you're going to constantly attract that as a healer. But even say you're not, once you get to a certain point in your healing journey, you're going to turn around and you're going to see, and you're going to notice, like, in the first conversation, even the first, it'll get to the point, like, first 5 minutes of conversation, you'll know where someone's at in their healing journey.
Right.
And you'll kind of know, like, if I interact with this person, they have the power to either bring me back to where they're at, or I'm going to pull them up to where I'm at. And those are the two things that's going to happen. sometimes, you know, it's not worth, you know, the risk, because you don't want to go back to a place where you've already right. been. And when you emotionally attach or you have a soul tie with someone, they're ultimately going to bring you back if they're not willing to do the work to move forward themselves.
And a lot of people aren't willing to do the work. They're not, you know, the funniest thing about this is healing is not as cute and easy as people make it seem. Like, people think, oh, all you got to do is just heal. Yeah, but you ain't talking about what I got to go through for this healing. Like, it's not cute and easy. It's not simple. It's shit you really have to sit down with yourself and say, you know what? You might not... That might not be it, child. You might need to do something different. Like, why are you hurting? What happened? Mm-hmm. How do you move from this? And people aren't that. Oh, sorry, my bad. People don't want to do that. So, I don't know. So I'm in a different place in my life. And mm-hmm. I can't afford to be around people like that. Mm-hmm. I can't afford to be around people that point the finger at somebody instead of check their own behavior, check their own mental, check their own shit, basically. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that's why I'm not dating.
Yes. Accountability it's not, you know, just typically hot, you know, you'll hear people say, you know, accountability, but it's really everyone. And I find that acceptance is a hard thing for people. No matter where you're at, it's kind of like, you know, once you get to a certain point, you accept that people are who they are. You accept that people are going to come, people are going to go. It's not a thing of, I need to control you, you need to control me, I own you, you own me. There's no possession there. So then when you get to a point where people, you know, you're at that point, you notice that people struggle with the acceptance when it comes to dealing with another person. Mm-hmm. Except that they don't go to church, accepting that, you know, and they try to force these things instead of accepting that, and either you're either going to go with it or you're not, and allowing someone to adapt and change on their own. You know, they have to, it's the willingness of the person, because that's their journey,
right?
That's not your journey.
Your journey. Because when you die and you go to wherever, they ain't gonna ask you about me, they gonna ask you about you. Mm-hmm. You got to answer for you, not me. Like, yeah. It took me a minute to, accountability was hard. Accountability was hard as fuck. Accountability, like, yeah, you know you're wrong for that. Why you do that? Like, you know, sit with yourself in the mirror and be like, why did you do that? Like, I've literally done that. Like, why did you do that? What was your purpose of doing that? And how did you benefit from doing that?
Yeah.
Like, accountability. Yep, I did it.
See,
I did it.
I think it's easy. You know, Capricorn is ruled by karma. So we typically, you know, like me, all my life, because it's like I've been, for a long time, I've known right from wrong, hurting people versus not hurting people. I know that I have the power to manipulate a whole situation if I want to, right? So knowing all these things, choosing how you deal with it, you know there's going to be some kickback. And I've always kind of, you know, I'd be like, yeah, I got that since a young age, not realizing that, okay, I was ruled by karma. And I'm like, that makes sense, because I just don't, you know, if I'm wrong and someone comes to me, you know, I'd rather someone come to me, excuse me, and tell me, because it's nothing for me to apologize, you know, and make sure that in those moments I'm validating your feelings, because you have feelings just as I do, right?
Right.
So making sure that's there. And even if I don't agree with it, I don't respect it, or not respect it. If I don't agree with it, don't understand it, I can at least respect it, right? And the least thing I can do is apologize. It's not gonna hurt me to apologize.
And genuinely
and say,
I mean it.
Yeah, and say, I see you, you know? So that's something that, you know, I think for me, the hardest thing was patience. And I still kind of struggle with that sometimes. But over, I would say, in my 30s, I really gained the patience, you know, being able to just sit and listen, not feeling like I always have to, you know, interject with anything. You know, I can just be quiet. I learned how to shut up.
It's so freaking beautiful. Sometimes just shutting the hell up is something beautiful. I'm learning that in this big age of me. And sometimes just shut up. You know, everything don't have to have a response, and you don't have to react to everything, and you don't have to validate everything. And I'm learning that as I go along in this journey, because this journey has been one of those ones that I have to say, you know what? It's me versus me every time. Mm-hmm. It ain't me versus you. It ain't me versus my kids. It ain't me versus my neighbor. It's me versus me every time, because I can only control me and what I do. Mm-hmm. So when I got to that point, I was like, all right, I'm going to just shut up, because you're going to say what you want to say, and you're going to feel how you want to feel. Mm-hmm. Just shut up.
Or how about when people come into your life and you realize that everyone's just mirroring you? They're pulling out things in you that need to come to the forefront that you need to deal with or heal. Like, and you realize, oh, you're like, this is literally a mirror. Even your children.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get to a point where you're like, when I sat here on my seat, and my daughter was here, a friend was here, and I said, I am that I am, meaning that we're all connected, right? You are me, I am you. And when that, I was just like, whoo, okay, my daughter, like, you know, the things that, you know, and it all just started making sense. Like, I'm connected to every single one that comes into my life in some kind of way. Like, I'm you, you are me. Like, that was a big one for me. I was like,
phew. So with something like that, right, does that make you be cautious of the people that you have around you now?
I'm not cautious because I trust me.
Okay.
I trust my intuition wholeheartedly. I know that I'm the only one that can hurt me. Right, because of what I allow and what I don't allow. Okay. Now, if I allow someone in my life, I have the power to allow that person to either hurt me or not, right? Because allowing them in my life, they have that, right? But I'm not cautious, I would say. I just don't tolerate. It's like the boundaries are there. I don't tolerate certain things. I know if you're harmful, you're not coming into my space. And I allow people in. I don't have a trust issue. I allow you in if it feels right, right? I allow you in. And at the first moment that
the first sign
something ain't right, baby, it's got to get dealt with. You know, it might not mean that you have to go, but we have to have a conversation, right? Because you don't know my boundaries. I don't know your boundaries until something comes up or we'd have that discussion. So if I cross one of your boundaries, okay, it's up to you to either cut me off or come to me and say, hey, Nakia.
No.
Like, yep. I don't know if you knew this, but this makes me feel this way. And I don't allow that. And it's up for me to say, okay, well, either I'm going to respect it or I'm going to move on. Now, if I do it a second time, then guess what? I have no respect for you. Because if you told me, and I care about you enough to stay in your life, and I do it a second time. But it's about coming to those points and understand that, okay, people got to go. Not everybody has to be in your life long term, and that's okay. I've come to the thing where I accept everything. I accept you for being you. I accept if it's only going to be a year. I accept if it's going to be a lifetime. You know, I accept it. Not here to disrupt anybody's journey. I'm not gonna allow anyone to interrupt mine.
I like how you put that, because I think one of my battles is I ain't finna accept anything. And I think I like how you said that, because it gives me a different perspective. Because me, I'm like, I'm ready to burn a bridge with people as soon as they cross me the wrong way the first time. And then I think my tolerance is not there anymore. Like, it's done with people. And I really be ready to burn bridges with people. The first sign of you doing something that I don't like, or you disrespecting me, or you're crossing a boundary, then I immediately want to burn a bridge with you. And I don't think I take the time to tell them, hey, you crossed this line with me, or you did this to me, or I didn't like what you did. I don't think I give myself the time to tell people that. I just immediately burn bridges with folks. And I don't think that's a good thing. That might be like one of my little toxic traits that I got to work on, really. But I like how you put that, though. You know, I really do. I like how you said that. It gives me something to think about, like, you know,
It depends on the if it's disrespect, and if it's at a level to where you feel like you just need to cut them off, cut them off. But like with me, okay, can nobody come in my life and hurt me in any way that I haven't already been hurt? Like, I've been through so many things in life. So baby, the thing is, like, as far as that goes, now, of course I might hurt, you know, because you mean something to me, right? But depending on the respect level, like if it's something to where there's just no going back, cut them off. You got to go. But sometimes I look at everybody don't know you fully as a person, and they're learning, like you're growing and you're learning, and you have to extend the grace that you want. Right.
Grace.
But there is sometimes that people just need to go off the bat. Like, you got to go. And you don't need to apologize. There's no unapologetically. I'm always going to choose me. And when I said, when I look at a mate, I need to know that they will choose them each and every time, because then you know why I will choose me. You know what I mean? There's that respect level there. Like, you choose you, baby, because I'm going to choose me. It's not that I don't love you, but if you do something harmful to me, I'm going to choose me each and every time. Because I can't go back to where I come from.
I ain't trying to go back.
I love it here.
I love my, I really like my peace. I literally have put my phone on do not disturb for a whole 2 weeks. Mom could call, my kids be at school calling me. If you're not dying and it's not an emergency, I'm not picking up my phone. Because I just really had to get some shit out. And people be talking in your ear and they say certain shit. Oh, well, I wouldn't do this or I wouldn't do that. Okay. That's you. Mm-hmm. That's you.
Yeah.
You know, me, I have to go by the best way that works for me. And mm-hmm. So I literally put my phone on do not disturb for like 2 weeks. I don't really care who calls. I don't care who texts. I mean, if it's somebody that texts me and I know that they have good intentions and they got good energy, I'm gonna text them back. Mm-hmm. If they with that other shit, I don't text back. I don't call back. My own kids, mama, you looking at my text message? They ain't even comment, baby. I ain't feel like being bothered because you was gonna say something that pissed me off, and I didn't feel like dealing with it at mm-hmm. the time. So I've been there, but I had a question for you because I love your thought process. So I have a question for you. Do you feel like people who lack boundaries find it disrespectful when you set boundaries with them?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Because maybe they don't know what it is to have that kind of love for themselves. They don't know what it is to go through everything you went through to get to this point of peace, right? They're not there yet. So every single time they're gonna get upset, they're gonna get mad, they're gonna try to manipulate the situation. And like, I'll just look like, now because you know, it's like you're just sitting there like, okay, I already know what this is. And you can't run that past me because I already know what it is. You know? And I guess that's really up to you at that point. Okay, what is your purpose in their life?
Right.
Are you there for a reason as a healer? Because, you know, you heal with your mouth, you heal with your hands. Are you there for a purpose? If not, then what you gonna do? You know? And that's something you gotta decide.
I noticed that when you start setting boundaries in your life, other people who lack boundaries, they tend to think that you're acting funny or you're what's the word I'm thinking of? You're being disrespectful, you're acting funny, or who she thinks she is. And
that's that emoji where it's like this. You'd be like, and is. Okay. Baby, you call me what you want. I could be all the above.
All of the above. Everything. Call me all of it.
I know you. Maybe you don't know who I am truly, but you're going to find out. Like, I'm the one that will intentionally leave your message on red.
Okay.
And that's just what it is.
Ringing and will not answer the phone because I see your name and I see it's ringing, but I don't feel like answering. I'm not answering because I don't want to talk. I don't want
to. And I won't do it.
I'm really my own birth mother, and I, no disrespect to her, like, I didn't grow up with her, so it's like, you're my mother because you birthed me in the world, so I have respect for you because you're my mother. What you're not going to do is piss me the fuck off. What you're not going to do is tell me how to live my life. You can give suggestions. I mean, I guess I'll take that, you know, but you can't tell me how to raise my kids. You ain't never raised your kids. No disrespect to my mother. Like, that's the lady that birthed me in the world. I, right hand of God, no disrespect to her. But, like, you can't tell me how to raise my kids, and you ain't never raised yours. I don't see it. You can't tell me how to go through a divorce if you ain't never been through a divorce. Now, if you've been through a divorce, you can say, okay, baby, I've been through a divorce. I can tell you what I did. It may work for you. It may not. But I've blocked. She's been blocked before. Because you're not finna tell me. You're not finna judge me and tell me some shit that you done did the same shit I done did. You gonna tell me. Let me tell y'all, I don't even care no more because I'm healed from it now. I'm healing from it. When me and her had got into it one time, and this lady said, ain't nobody tell you to go have no kid with two different men. And I said, I'm like, what kind of apples? But then you do the same thing? Like, what?
Ooh, baby.
But you did the same thing. Like,
is that an all-time thing?
Girl, I blocked her ass for like a month and a half. I was like, bro, I'm not talking to you. What?
That was something for me. I had a mom like that too. And I went through a lot with her, but you know, my daughter's 22. So my daughter has been like, I've been her rock for so long. And it got to a point when she had her own child, I was like, okay, I got to teach her how to like detach and be able to live without me because I'm not going to be here one day. And she got to be okay.
She got to be okay with that. Yep.
And doing that, though, came the flip around because guess what? I'm sitting there because I've been through things. I'm telling her, like, you got to do this, 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 and this. And not respecting that it's her journey, right? I'm saying you got, and I'm getting like upset, baby. I'm getting sick to my whole stomach. Like, okay, I'm stressed out. Baby, you are stressing me out. And that was hard for me. And it's just like, ooh, okay, you just gotta, as long as no one's in danger, you have to allow her to live things out. Now, if I tell her something, I can't always expect her to do it. That was hard for me. Really hard. I can't expect for her to move how I move. She's not me, you know? And even though I have the experience because I've evolved as a person, as a mother, as a sister. So I have to allow her the grace to evolve as well and understand that she will make some mistakes. And that's just what it is.
Okay. Sorry, I had to move.
Oh, that's okay.
I had to move. I was outside and it was feeling real good. And I'm like, well, I got to go inside. So let me go inside. Anyways, I like that message though, because I think a lot of us deal with older people who tries to tell you, well, you should do this and you should do that, and then they get upset when you don't do it, and you'd be like, why are you upset though? Mm-hmm. why are you upset? I've had a lot of older people in my life, well, you should do this and you should do that. I wouldn't do that if I were you. And this, I'm like,
yeah.
At the end of the day, if you tell me not to touch that eye on it, that's like kids. Mm-hmm. You tell me not to touch the eye on the stove.
Yeah.
Eventually, I'm going to be like, let me go touch this eye on the stove real quick. And once you touch it, you'll be like, well, okay, I won't touch that shit no more. But you have to let people live their life. And I that's another thing that I'm learning. And I'm glad that I'm learning it now, because when my kids get grown, I'm not finna be that mama. You want to do what? You said you're going to do what? Oh, okay, well, let me know how that goes for you.
It's kind of me with my daughter. I was like, ooh, like, I didn't want her to fall. Like, I'm sitting here trying. I'm like, okay, I done been through this stuff. Like, you seen me go through some of this stuff. Like, why are you intentionally going through the same thing? You know, like, but I had to understand, I can't cushion her fall. I have to allow it.
Allow her to fall.
Even though it's going to hurt me just as much as it hurts her.
Yeah.
I have to allow her to do that. And because I was getting sick. Like,
damn,
baby, ew. Ew, I was sick to my stomach, worried. Like, okay, she's got my granddaughter. They're out there doing, like, don't do this, don't do that. Like, and I was like, Nikia, you got to chill, baby. Because the thing is, I have to allow her to learn how to be a mom on her own. She's seen me, you know, it'll click. I just have to allow her to do that.
Yep.
And baby, I was trying to do it for her. And you can't.
No, you can't. You really can't. And it's going to hurt. And I think that's another thing that bothers me too. Like, it's going to hurt me a lot that my kids going to probably go through some shit that I don't want them to go through. Mm-hmm. And I done been through it, but they don't have to ride that wave and learn for themselves. I ain't going to lie. That shit probably will hurt me. I'm going to be hurt. Like, I was thinking the other day, like, I don't want my daughter to have her first heartbreak, or I ain't want my son to have his first heartbreak, but eventually they going to get their heart broken by somebody.
Yeah.
Like, that's the first one that I keep thinking about. Like, damn, my baby gonna get their heart broken one day, and I don't want them to, but it's bound to happen.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy.
But I tell you what, I get a phone call, I still be ready to ride.
Okay. Play with it. Okay.
I don't care what it is. I've had to pull her out of some stuff, you know, because that's my baby.
I'm not playing about my kids.
I'm playing. Mm-mm. I'm not, you know, the first 5 weeks, and I made a post on Facebook about the first 5 weeks here where I live, teenagers from 14 to 19, five of them got
unalive.
Yes. Five of them in the first 5 weeks. I know one personally. Damn. Real close. And you know, so that it's just like, man,
that's whew. Is me. That shit, that's the shit that I pray about every night. Every night and every day. I'm like, because like over here where I live at, you know, they own some other shit with the brownies and the weed brownies and the gummies and shit. And I'm just like,
lace and stuff. Scary.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll be telling my daughter, listen, don't be trying shit at school because you think it should look cute, honey. And I get a phone call, I'm gonna flip the fuck out. Yeah. I'm gonna flip out. Like, so I pray. I stay prayed up, because nowadays social media has these kids thinking that all this shit is cool and it's really not. So,
yeah. It's.
Don't worry, you live in. I wish it was back when we was coming up, because we didn't have all this bullshit. Mm-hmm.
And I went through some crazy stuff, but. To me, I always knew, like, I was safe because I always knew how to get, like, okay, well, you might see me make sure there's two exits. You might, you know, there's things that you do. If you pull in this way, okay, I'm leaving the car on. Like, there, you take and you remove your kids so much from that they just go out and they're just like, ooh, and it's like, oh, no, even though I completely removed them, they have no idea what that life is like. I still need to teach you something. Because you still need to come across people who are you know, as much as you try to pull them out of it, you're going to come across that. And like, what do? How do you handle yourself? Like, you know, so I said, that's going to be something that we work on. But when it comes to, you know, my son, he just turned 18 in November and he has a girlfriend and I just love it, you know, because, you know, I taught my kids real world stuff, like, you know, so at the end of the day, he knows how to respect a woman, you know, he knows all of those things. And so he's not no, you know, womanizer. He's not going out there, you know, he does stuff with his one girlfriend. He'll be, you know, on those stuff. But I like it because, you know, he was having an issue and he came to me and I was like, okay, you know, to help guide, you know. So when it gets to that point, it's like, okay, that's nice. My daughter, she just hard hit. She a Virgo. My granddaughter's a Virgo.
I mean, we're hard headed.
I said, why, Jesus?
We're a little hard headed, you know.
Where did I go wrong? You gave me two of them. Yeah.
But I have a question about something.
Okay.
Did you have a male figure or a male role model around your son?
He has his dad.
Okay.
His dad is in his life.
Okay.
But he, like my ex, we were together for 7 years, but it spanned over, because we were friends for a couple years before that, like over a 10-year period.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, since he was younger, you know, he's had them, like, helped him with spores, all those things. So he goes to him, too, even still now.
Okay, cool. I just asked, because I did a podcast the other day, a podcast episode about single mothers, and it really sucks that they paint us out to be, like, that we produce the worst people. And I don't agree with that. And a lot of times I don't agree with that is because a lot of us came from single mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us are not bad people. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why they come off as single mothers are the worst. They produce the worst people, because I don't see that. I did a podcast episode about that. Like, I mean, you think we just wake up one day and say we want to be single mothers? Like, really?
Yeah. See, their dad grew up in a single mother home. He didn't have his father at all. And he, as a man, even though he wasn't perfect, but he made that choice to say, okay, well, I'm going to be better and I'm not going to do what my dad did. I'm going to be there for my kids. So that would be incorrect, because then she would have produced a child that, you know, so she was a single mom. My mom was a single mom. My brother's been married to his wife and his daughters in his life. So, like, you can't say even the boys, because, like, my youngest, he doesn't have a male role model. And it breaks my heart, like, truly. Like, it just crushes me. And so, and he's probably, like, the sweetest kid. He don't get in no trouble. He's on a roll. He plays basketball. He's never raised his voice to me. Like, he's the sweetest. And so I just don't agree with that, because then how could I do that? How could I raise that child to be the way he is without, you know, I would like for someone else to
model. Yeah,
because I feel like he needs that and it crushes me. But at the same time, doesn't mean that I'm not going to instill certain things in him. You know, can I show him how to be a man? No, but he is going to have to evolve himself into that. And that's just going to be part of his journey, right?
Right.
But regardless, I'm still going to be there in whatever capacity that I need to be. Now, I don't treat my boys like my boyfriend. Like, they come out with this thing like, oh, single mothers, their sons are their men. They're the men of the house. And it's like, no, you know, they have their chores. They have things that they have to do. But they are not at all, you know. That's
boyfriend.
Now, I see it does happen, but I wouldn't think that that's the majority.
I don't think that's the majority, because I don't see my little dude as my boyfriend. That's my son. Mm-hmm. That's my heart. But nah. And I agree with you on that, but like, I can't teach him how to be a man. Mm-hmm. that's something that bothered me a lot, is not having a male role model for him. So I can relate to that. But I do know that I will be able to teach him how to treat a woman, and I will be able to teach him how to respect a woman and have respect for himself. He ain't gonna be no fuck boy. Like, and if he do become a fuck boy, that's because he learned that behavior on his own.
Yes.
Like, that wasn't, mommy raised him to be respectful and, you know what I'm saying, none of that other shit. So I just wanted to touch you. I just wanted your opinion on that. I felt like you would have, you a good person to ask that question to, because I really didn't. I'm like, why do people continue to downplay mothers in general? Because being a mother is not a fucking easy job. Like, single mother, a mother with somebody, it is not an easy job at all. And a lot of times we have to keep ourselves together mentally, emotionally, go to work, clean the house, take care of the kids, the list goes on. And we get so much, we don't get enough credit. I don't feel like mothers get enough credit.
And if you ask the single fathers, they'll tell you it's not easy either. You know what I mean?
All right.
Because, you know, I've seen single fathers say, this is not, it's not easy at all being a single father without having that help, you know? Yeah, that's, I always thought, okay, well, I never thought that I wouldn't be married by now. I never thought that, you know, my youngest wouldn't have no one other than me. Like, I never really thought of those things. I didn't think that they would happen, but it's just part of the journey. But he's a great human, I'll tell you that. Okay. He's not going to go in society and just, you know, not contribute nothing. The way you raised up.
You gonna make something around here.
But I'll be there to help. I'm not the mom that just push you out and just be like, you're on your own. Like, I'm here through the step of the way, but let's get you to a point, because I'm not always going to be here. That's my, you know, I've kind of switched into that mindset. Like, let's prepare them, you know. My oldest son, which is the middle, I had a conversation. He just turned 18. I had a conversation with him, like, hey, I'm gonna make you my power of attorney, because I know your sister's not gonna be able to handle the decisions to make if there's an event where those decisions need to be made. So I had that conversation, like, okay, well, let's start making sure that you're self-sustaining, which I started a long time ago, like, as far as cooking, cleaning, those types of things, you know, like with your car, you know, that you need to go get your oil change, you know, just to sustain yourself, be sufficient in life.
Not sassy, but sassy, as they put it nowadays, sassy.
You know, I allow them to be them. I don't sit there and say you can't cry. I don't sit there and say you don't have feelings. I don't sit there, but at the same time, they're not running around here, you know, crying. Like, you know, I don't know what sassy is. Like, I
don't either. What the hell is that?
I think it's like the same thing as calling women masculine. Like, okay, so these are just terms that we're just going to use to insult people, basically.
Now, I have something for you. I don't know if you've seen this yet, but there's a clip rolling around on social media of Shaq saying that men shouldn't open up to women because if they do, then the woman is just going to throw it back in their face later on.
I have not seen that clip.
I'm gonna send that shit to you.
What?
The reason why I brought that up is because you said something about, like, you tell your sons it's okay to have feelings and it's okay to cry. I really think that society has men fucked up in the head. And I think there's some women out here that have men fucked up in the head too, because if a man has feelings, he's human. What the fuck is he not supposed to have feelings? He's human. Mm-hmm. He's gonna have feelings. And I think they're getting to the point where they want to call them sassy is because now men are trying to express their feelings, express how they feel about something. If they don't like something a certain way, they're expressing it. So now they're being called sassy because they're expressing themselves. But we've been doing this a long time. Women have been doing this for forever. Mm-hmm. So now that men are starting to wake up and see, well, it's okay for me to have feelings, and it's okay for me to say I don't like this. Now they're being sassy.
Mm-hmm. Now that they're having standards about themselves, I think that with my boys, I meet them on a human level. On a human level, right? You have feelings, you have, you know, things that go on just the same as I do, you know?
Right.
And I also teach them that the way society, you know, I had to have a conversation with my son about, you know, that because his last girlfriend, you know, I loved her dearly. They were together for a while. Then he moved on and he thought that I didn't like the new girlfriend. Well, the new girlfriend. And so I had to have that conversation with him as to why initially I felt that way. She's a great girl. Her parents, you know, there, and she brings a side out of him that I love to see, you know, but it took me, you know, and I had to tell him, like, we had to have that tough conversation. But I think men are starting to have standards. You see those lists coming out, they're going against that. So if they go against that, that's sassy. If they, you know, want to do anything for themselves that's outside of a woman, that's sassy. If I have feelings and I express them, however, I will say this, there are women out there who will abuse it, who have abused it, you know, and that's one thing as far as discernment and just being able to trust themselves wholeheartedly. Yep. And know that when they're in a safe space or not. Sometimes you can't help. You know, you think that you're in a safe space, you may say something, and then you realize that it's no longer a safe space and it's used against you. And if so, you sometimes you can't right. prevent that, you know, and it just is what it is because they're shitty humans out there. They're, you know, they're shitty humans. However, you know, there are great women who know how to nurture that, who know how to heal that in you, you know, who know how to help you through that situation, just as a woman needs help through situations herself, you know. I think we're coming more into partnerships when it comes to, you know, because it's financially the way the world's going, it's rough for everybody right now.
Okay.
You know, so you're seeing a lot more partnerships, but yeah, I think that that's just something that, you know, people are going to be shitty humans. And it's up to you to really try to not find a shitty human. But if you find one, don't let it be a point to where you're just constantly being abused. And that's anybody. If you weaponize my words against me, I can't keep allowing you to weaponize my words against me. That's just like if you hit me, I can't keep allowing myself in the space for you to keep hitting me. Like, we have to get to a point to where we don't allow people to do things that are going to be harmful to us. And that's where I say choosing you each and every time
is the
that's where that, you know,
yeah.
And it's trusting yourself, knowing that, okay, I got to roll. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. You know what I mean? Because you love that person or you gave that person that much of you. But at the same time, you can't look at, because I feel like a lot of people look at, oh, well, I put this much into it. Oh, well, I gave him this much for his, or I gave her this much for her business, or I can't lose out on my investment. But what are you losing out on yourself? What is it going to cost you?
Now, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Because if you know my story, you know that the relationship that I was in, I lost myself. Mm-hmm. Busy trying to invest and give into somebody else. And now that I'm at this point that, like you said, choose yourself every day. Every day I wake up, I choose myself.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to sound heartless and I hate to sound selfish, but I've chose other people for so long. I've picked other people for so long. I put myself on the back burner for so long that now I'm at this point that every morning and I wake up in this house, I choose me. Mm-hmm. Now I got my kids, yeah, of course, but mommy mm-hmm. first.
Yeah.
I them that
prioritize
first because
and don't feel shamed about
and I don't,
it.
Not no more. I come first because if I ain't right here, I'm not gonna be good for y'all at all.
For anybody. Yeah. This house will be
fucked up. Okay.
Let me go buy my ice cream that I wanna buy in peace alone. And let me enjoy that. When I come back, I'll be a better person. I promise, baby.
Okay.
You just gotta let me do me.
I've gotten to that point, baby. It's me versus me. I'm choosing me, like friends and family. I'm sorry, me. Yeah. I'm choosing me. Me.
It's you a beautiful thing.
Got to. Got to. At this point. And it took me a long time to learn that. I mean, you know, because again, you go through life and you want so much for somebody to love you and be there in your corner and have your back, and then they show you that they don't, and then you try to keep giving, hoping that they'll eventually have your back and be in your corner, and you give so much of yourself that you don't have shit left for yourself. And that was my life about a few years ago. So when I say I'm on this journey, and if you keep hearing me say that every time we talk about something, I'm like, yo, I'm on this journey. It's because I'm growing and I'm learning more shit about myself that I wish I would have learned a few years ago.
Ooh, yes, man.
Because I wouldn't have got married, okay? I wouldn't have, none of that shit. Like, I would have chose a different partner to marry her, or, you know, a different person to be around. So I'm at this point now. Mm-hmm. And I like it. It's it's like, wow, okay. I didn't know this about myself, but okay, cool, you know. And I find that I like my peace a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Like, it disturbed at all.
I like that a lot. Like, no, you don't have to come to my house. We okay. Mm-hmm. We don't have to talk on the phone. It's okay. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't do nothing but stay in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at peace. There was a time when I was homeless and I didn't have nowhere to live.
Yeah.
Out on the street. So now I have a crib to stay in. I'm at my crib all the time because that's where my money is invested, in my crib.
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to be at home. Mm-hmm. And no, you don't have to come over, because you just don't have to come over. Like,
yeah, you can go do it. You can go out, do whatever it is that you want to do. I'm going to stay right here. Someone said, like, you, what do? You just look at your, no, I don't look at myself, but it depends on the day as far as what I want to do. Now, if I want to look at something on TV, I can. Now, if I want to stare at myself in the mirror, I can.
You do that.
I mean, I don't have a problem sitting with myself and
that's what a lot of people have a problem with. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that. I heard a celebrity say that too, but there's the people that have a problem with sitting with themselves. They can't do it. They can't just sit with themselves. That is some weird shit.
And they need other people to either occupy their time, take their energy, whatever it is. And they always got to have somebody around them. Like, they can never just be by themselves. Baby, I've been by myself.
Is that a good thing, though?
What, being by yourself? Mm-hmm. I think.
Why do you think that's a good thing?
I think as far as being still and standing still and being with yourself, because you're forced to look at yourself. You're forced to look at all your flaws. You're forced to go within. You're forced to figure out what kind of faith system you want. Because at the end of the day, who's going to be your therapist? Or, you know, who is it? Is it a higher power? Like, you're forced to figure out what it is and how you're going to evolve and what you want, like, without any outside noise,
mm-hmm.
without any outside confusion, without anything. It's just me. All I have is me, my thoughts, what I want to do, how I want to do it, if I want to buy a house by a certain time, if I want to start a business, if I want to work on my weight, if I want to start eating healthier, if I want to juice, if I want to poop a different way on the toilet. Like, you think about all these, like, how you're going to, like, if I want to get one of those boudets, okay, or whatever it's called, like, if I want to be sick. So you're kind of forced to, you know, reflect on yourself and what it is that you want to do versus constantly just being busy, busy work, that busy work that constantly keeps your mind, whether it's substance abuse. You know, I think we're kind of here in America, it's like we're taught to kind of work and not have that solitude.
Mm-hmm.
But that solitude is what brings you to who you are, you know, at your core. And it is very important for your healing journey, I feel, in my opinion.
I like that.
Because next time when you come to bring people in your space, you already know the energy of your space mm-hmm. and how you like it. And if they can come in, then you know, you kind of start filtering who can and cannot come into and disrupt your energy of your space, of your life.
Yep.
You know, if they irritate you outside your house, you don't want to bring them inside your house. You know, like there was something, I was talking to someone about like some of the new music. I said, I've noticed that it just kind of irritates like every cell in my body. It's just kind of uh-huh. like, you know, like, why do I feel irritated?
Mm-hmm.
You know, frequencies. It's like, so I've shut all that down. You know, I've learned that they say that if you watch like crime shows or like certain traumatic events before you go to sleep, if you have to hear all that noise, then you're used to being in a space that's chaotic and that you have so much trauma and that you're used to that chaos. And that's what you find comfort in. And I said, oh, I need to reflect on some stuff.
I be watching the Chicago PD and shit before I go to sleep. I didn't know all that.
I was like, man, I don't need to listen to meditation music to go to sleep. But at the same time, like, you know, I will pull up if I have to. I just choose not to. Baby, this is a choice. I wasn't always a lover. You know, I choose to be a lover now versus a fighter. It was not always that way.
Yeah. That's how I had to tell my kids the other day.
You go make you check yourself. Girl.
It be like that. You got to check yourself. Yeah. I at this point in life, like that reflects back to us talking about accountability. Sometimes you just got to go back and check yourself and see like what the fuck is going on with you. What's going on? Why are you doing this? Why is this happening like this? Why are you having these thoughts? Why, like when I was going through my little bit of depression, I was like, it wasn't like a lot. It was just, I was kind of, I was like, why am I feeling this way? What is going on? And then I reflected on how I didn't want certain people in my house anymore. I don't want certain people back at my house. I don't want certain people around me. And then I got to get into this thought. That's why I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. Because I was like, I don't feel like dealing with these certain people right now. And it was quite a few people. And I was like, I don't feel like dealing with these people. But how do you tell these people you don't want to deal with them without them getting upset and mad at you? Yeah. That's where I was at.
Yeah.
And then I was like, at this point, I really don't give a fuck if they're mad at me.
You can't help it. Baby, I can't help it. Help how you take it, but you're gonna have to take
you have to take that one. You have to eat that one up.
Okay? Emoji. I love
so yeah. This was good. We have to do this again.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the quiet does for you.
Yeah.
That's what sitting still does for you. You know, so now when I do like, you know, started dating and trying to get to know people. It's easier just to be like, nope.
This ain't gonna work.
Nope. Mm-mm. And then I had someone tell me, like, Nakia, you have this idea of what love looks like for you. And if someone doesn't fit that, you just be like, oh, okay. Versus allowing them to grow and learn to love you. And I'm like, So now there's something else to think about.
That's
but at the same time, I said, you know, I feel like, okay, well, if it doesn't work, doesn't mean that you're a bad person.
It just don't work.
But there's a person for you, and then there's a person for me. And there's 8 billion people in this world. Like, you know,
a lot of people.
Why do I have to go through that process just to find love? Like, why do I have to be uncomfortable so you can grow to love me? And then why vice versa? Because it's going to be the same way because you're not being authentic within yourself. Mm-hmm. So I struggle with that. Like, what do you do?
I can see that. And the only reason why I say I can see that is because I'm a hope for love. I'm a hopeless romantic. I want to be in love and be loved so much, mm-hmm. but I also am not willing to sit around and go through bullshit just to be loved.
Yes.
I don't see that happening for me. So I can see how that is. I can see that for myself. I really can. Yeah, and I'm really quick to cut these dudes off so quick. real quick. I don't have time. You're not about to play with me. Go play with somebody else.
Yeah, that's not safer to do.
I don't be up to too much shit. You ain't finna come play with me. Like that dude. I don't know if I told you. Dude said he wanted to be friends with me. But then he gonna tell me he got a girl. And then say he was bored with his girlfriend. Girl, you bored with your girlfriend.
Hell, what am I gonna do for you?
So what happens when you get bored with me? You know what I'm saying?
He goes back to the girlfriend.
Child, sir, get the hell out my face. Get all the way out my face.
But you know what? At least I can respect it because he gave you a choice. He did. Instead of, you know, just not being honest and then you falling for him and then he's like, well.
He gave me
I respect that. However, it's still jacked up.
Don't judge him. And I didn't judge him either. I wasn't going to judge you. But what I'm not going to do is tolerate that bullshit.
Exactly. Because you know who you are and you know what you want. And you're not going to sacrifice anything to get it. Especially not yourself.
Not myself, not no more. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, baby, I would have sacrificed myself for someone to love me. But now, you don't gotta love me. I love myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even gonna put up with your bullshit for you to love me. If you don't love me, that's cool. But you're not gonna put me through no shit. I can do bad by myself. I know the true definition of I can do bad by myself.
Yeah. Now.
That I've witnessed that and I've gone through that. And I know if you're not here and we can't benefit from each other and we can't elevate each other and motivate each other, what is your purpose here? Why are you here? You know,
what I'm saying? Time. That's it.
Just and I don't, because life is too short.
Quick thrill, because you want to hunch on me. And you know, at this point in this day and age, at our age, you might not be able to do that very well. And you know,
and it's only 3 minutes. So are you bothering me for 3 minutes?
I have to take you to the doctor because your blood pressure got your Willy Wonka just like.
Too much. That's too much.
You just hitting it so that way.
That's too much. No, thank you. I'm good on that.
Smacking it against the butt cheek. That's awful. I'm sorry. Go awful. To the doctor. If you're having problems, please go to the doctor. Please awful. Get that stuff checked
Very
out.
Very awful. Get that checked
what
out.
What is wrong? Huh? Why is that not erect, sir? Oh, that was awful. But I'm just saying, like, oh, you know.
But it'd be like that.
What do you feel about these? Now, okay. So we all like what we like, you know, when it comes to that. But what about when people fetishize you? There's some words that fetish. Yeah,
I like how you put that. Fetish and fantasize and fetish. Put that together. Like that.
Yes, fetish. Like, yeah. They like. But in the negative form, fetishized, like oh, light-skinned girls. And it's just like they put this big into light-skinned girls. Or BBWs, like, oh, well, it's like it's a fetish versus a true.
Or a standard or something you like or a preference.
Yeah, or yeah, like a nice encounter, like just like I like you as a human. Not that, or that I like your energy or anything about you. It's just I'm coming to you on the sense of this is what I want. You provide this, and it's just all about girl, sex. Like,
these motherfuckers get on my nerves. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Oh,
they turn me off so much because I'm a proud BBW, and there's nothing gonna change about that. Mm-hmm. But the dudes that be like, oh, I love a BBW. It's a fetish. No, bitch, we're not a fetish. We are a preference.
Yeah.
You like big girls. Just say you like big girls. Don't be, oh, I got a fetish. Because we're not some fucking like, fetish. Like,
temporary.
I can't stand that shit. Yeah. That shit is annoying to me, girl. When dudes tell me that, I'll be like, I'm not no fetish, baby. You need to get it together or find somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm not no fetish. And I don't like that light skin versus dark skin shit because when
I see
off, it's all the same.
I see it's all around social media now. It's like this big. I'm like, what is going on? This light skin versus dark skin, and that you know where it stems from. And so the colorism within our community is just like
ridiculous.
Wow, Wow. And so that's why I make it a point to say, like, what I know certain people like certain things. Well, I like dark skinned men, but I had kids by light skinned men. It's just how it worked out. Like, it just worked out that way. And so what I found out is I like all shades of black men. If I like you, I like you. Any shade of black men, there's not one shade that I don't like.
Think about that one. I have in the past, but I don't know if I could now.
Are you talking about light skin?
No, I'm talking about palm color.
Talking about in our community. Like, yeah. I'm talking about all shades of black.
I like all shades. Yeah.
I can't get with that. I cannot. And if, you know, people are like, well, what if your partner? No, God knows me. Baby, God knows me. God knows my heart. And if God wants me to be with someone, baby, it's going to be from that range of that you to that you in the black community. That's it. I can't do it. I have never dated anyone outside. And they're just like, well, you know, what if something comes along? And it's just like, I just have never.
Give them a chance.
I've never been able to. I don't even find it attractive.
I was young. I was real young. It was one white boyfriend. That's all I ever had. I only have.
How was it? I'm looking at you like, how was it? Do you need, like, I don't.
That's why I had therapy. I had to.
I feel like, I don't know. That's just really.
You're right. It ain't doing nothing for our community right now with this colorism shit. Stupid as fuck. Because they make it seem like light-skinned girls are better than dark-skinned girls, or light-skinned men are better than dark-skinned men. And I'm sitting here like, they all trash on all color shades.
Yeah, and I feel like most, if you ask, like, most light-skinned people, we don't feel that way. So it's like, you know, because, like, me, like, I always was sitting there like, oh, man, like, I wanted my kids to be darker. I end up having lighter kids because, well, they're, like, my complexion because, why? Of what, who came along. I like tall, dark-skinned dudes. I had kids with average yellow men. I don't know what happened, but I love them all.
I love them all. I have one with light skin and one with the dark skin. I love them all.
Like, and I was like, I was talking to a friend who is light-skinned as well, and he's been going through it tough. Mm. And it's like, I don't even understand it. He had a call me, was just like, I don't understand what's, and I was like, this stems back from, you know, but to find it still here today that someone needs to say, oh yeah, it's because you're light-skinned, oh, here comes light-skinned, or here comes light-bright, like, to do that, though, like, what is it within yourself that you feel that you don't like to a point where you have to point that out,
right?
You know, because it's really about you, it's not really about me, you know,
right?
Because I ain't done nothing to you. I ain't come in here, you know, and did anything to harm you in any way, try to take any attention from you or anything like that. Why is that a problem? If you ask me personally, I have two, my sister is dark skinned and I have a childhood friend which is dark skinned. They are two of the most beautiful women that I think on this earth. Like, I don't, so to me, like, for me to just be like, oh, I'm the shit because I'm this, I know I'm not everybody's preference, just like you're not everybody's right. preference. So there's a respect level there. Like, I don't see you any different, but I view all women beautifully. So, like, I don't see any, there's no competition there because you're just as beautiful as I am. I'm just as beautiful as you are. I think women bodies are beautiful. So whether you have curves or not, yeah. find beauty in that. Like, we literally give birth to everything, you know? So there's no competition. Like, you'll never find any competition with me.
That's why I love you. That's exactly why I love you. Because I don't see myself in competition with other females. I never could. I don't want what you got, and you probably don't want what I got. I don't want to be like you, and you can't be like me.
Yeah.
So when it comes down, and I like that you said that, because a lot of females don't see that. A lot of females are intimidated by women who love themselves. I said this shit the other day. people are intimidated by somebody who really loves themselves and really, you know, value themselves. They are intimidated. But I don't know why. I don't see it. Like if me and Beyonce was in the same room right now, I'd be like, girl, you are so gorgeous, but I wouldn't be intimidated. Mm-hmm. Like, cause she's another human. Like, granted, she's Beyonce.
Yeah.
Shit, you know, she could sing her ass off, but I wouldn't be like, oh, it's Beyonce. I'm like,
yeah,
gorgeous. That's
because what's beautiful to people is literally a subjective. Each person thinks of something beautiful. So just because this person likes what I got doesn't mean that this man right here isn't going to like what you got. Like, right. There's just saying, you're like, I think I'm the shit. I think I'm beautiful, but I think you're the shit, and I think you're beautiful too. I don't see no difference. So I'm going to always elevate you just as I would elevate myself, because to love me is to love you. Like, there's that give and take. It's the give and take. I will never give hate to you, because then I'm giving hate, bringing it back to me.
In myself, right. And not too many people think like that. And you know what would be cool? If women did think like that, we would have less bullshit.
Especially in our community. You'll see a white woman doing that, because she redhead with freckles. And I'm, you know what I mean? I'm over here with dark hair and dark eyebrows. And this heifer got blue eyes and green eyes and shit. And I'm over here with hazel eyes. Like, you don't see other people do that shit.
It's just our community. Yep.
It's just like, man, we got to break that.
Somehow, some type of way, man, for real.
We got to break that. It's very traumatic. We have to break that, especially in our children. Like, our children are growing up hearing this stuff and seeing that stuff. And it's just like, that's not a world that I care to have them in.
Me neither.
Like, my daughter, my granddaughter, her dad is dark skinned. My son is with a white girlfriend. My youngest son don't have a girlfriend. But, you know, as far as interracial relationships, love who you love, baby. Love who you love. I just know who I love. And I can't force that on nobody else.
I ain't forcing that on nobody. Love who you love. Gay, straight, bi, gen, whatever. Love who you love.
Just don't make it about me. I'm the reason why you love the way you love. Like, don't make it a negative thing. That's another thing with these men. It's just like, go be with who you want to be with. Don't say it's because you can't find solitude in me. Well, hell, I ain't for you anyway. So, baby, you're not going to.
Oh, my God.
I forgot we was doing the podcast, girl. I'm thinking we just sit here talking. This is gonna be recorded.
It's definitely finna be a good one, honey. I can't wait to upload this. This was good.
And this I didn't even get to know the question, like some of the stuff that I had wrote down. That's about right. Talking about
saving for later, because you will definitely be doing this again. I enjoyed this conversation. I really did. It helps me think about some things too. And I feel like iron sharpens iron. Mm-hmm. Iron sharpens iron. I can't ever say that word right, but you know what mm-hmm. I'm trying to say. So to feed off somebody mm-hmm. and to get how somebody else thinks and how somebody else processes, it helps you look at things and be like, you know, because your way may not always mm-hmm. be right. My way may not always be right. Mm-hmm. So being able to communicate with someone else and say, okay, I can see that from their perspective or their point of view, it helps you become a better person. Mm-hmm. People closed-minded. Oh, it's my way and no way. I ain't gonna change. I've been like this all my life. I ain't gonna grow. I ain't gonna do nothing. I think that's small-minded.
Yeah, I feel like if you're open, like you said, if you're open, it just helps you to understand people better.
Yeah,
you know, even if, say, you take what you take, what resonates with you, and even if you leave the rest, there's no harm there, but you still, okay, now I understand why she does some of the things she does.
Yep.
Okay, I can understand why this person did this, because now I have a better understanding of another person, because I'm open to them.
And they may not be right, but I understand it.
Yeah. I'm not always right. I'm when the teacher, and I think as far as healers too, as long as a teacher has to know that they're always the student. Don't ever that you're not the student or that you can't benefit from someone else.
Always be teachable.
Yeah, because we're evolution. You're going to stop evolving if you think you have all the answers. And then you don't.
Become stagnant. And stagnant is just, it stinks.
There's a reason why you're here, because I'm not the only one on this planet. Like, there's a reason I'm not the only one on this planet, because I don't have all the
answers
to where we're going, because this journey might include you, even on the healer or, you know, girlfriend, like, you know, us being friends, whatever this journey is. Like, there's a reason that you think the way that you think. There's a reason why I think the way that we think, and then we come together. And you never know what we can cook.
Yeah. Okay. And with that one, I like.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
You might have to clip some. You gonna edit? Clip it.
I got you.
Cause I don't want to offend nobody.
You don't want
to
what?
I'm trying to offend anybody with my conversation about what I like. Oh, what I like,
You like what you like. And who's that? How's you offending anybody?
I don't want to offend your audience.
You ain't going to offend my audience. My audience know we talk about real shit.
Okay, good.
Probably done said on some of my podcasts might have offended somebody on a couple of episodes, but they'll be okay. I'm not editing none of that. Mm-hmm. But no, for real, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. You do know we will be doing this again, right?
Yes. Yes. I absolutely loved it.
Me too. And are you going on TikTok later on tonight?
Probably because my hair, you know, I had to do my hair.
Hey girl, you got, oh, what the hell?
I got to maximize the good days. Maximize the good days.
That is funny. Definitely send me a go live.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you again. I appreciate it. Nurse Babe. This was Nurse Babe, everybody.
And yeah, Nurse.
Love you.
Scorpio.
Like always. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're a beautiful soul. You have a good one, okay?
You too.